SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. National Weather Service senior hurricane specialist Jack Bevin says Erin is a tropical storm right now, but she will strengthen.
Over the next couple of days, we anticipate that Erin will turn towards the west-northwest on a track that may bring it near or just north of the Leeward Islands and possibly the Virgin Islands during the next 2 to 3 days. Likely intensified during this time, we expect it to become a hurricane, and maybe over the weekend or early next week, a major hurricane.
Well, former Trump Deputy National Security Advisor Victoria Coates says it just makes sense for President Trump not to promise a major outcome from his Alaska summit Friday with Russia's Vladimir Putin.
I think what you're seeing is the president being very realistic. He's been very frustrated by Putin. He thought that, you know, building on the relationship they had in the first term, he might be able to get farther with Ukraine. Putin's been really obstreperous. I think he is bolstered, Putin is, by his relationship with China.
Coates, who's now with the Heritage Foundation, says it's understandable that Ukrainian leader Zelensky believes Vladimir Putin is bluffing about wanting peace.
He can be forgiven for not having a very high opinion of Vladimir Putin after 3.5 years of war. But, you know, at the same time, he's trying to stake out a maximalist position so he has somewhere to negotiate from in the event that talks do start.
Air Canada flight attendants threatening to strike this weekend. The airline has started canceling flights and plans to lock workers out, potentially halting all operations, possibly by Saturday morning. Oregon University says Nike co-founder Phil Knight has pledged $2 billion to its cancer center. Officials say it's the largest single donation ever made to a U.S. university. This is SRN News. Texas about to have some new laws.
Starting September 1st, a measure goes into effect that requires all public schools to post a copy of the Ten Commandments. Another law that goes into effect on the first of the month establishes a strict biological definition for male and female in Texas. And a separate piece of legislation that bans student clubs based on sexual orientation or so-called gender identity in the schools will also take effect on the first day of next month. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern ramping up its efforts to get Bibles into the hands of Christians who live in countries where persecution is the worst. The ICC says, quote, "We are working with our in-country staff members, partner organizations, and local churches to distribute audio Bibles, digital Bibles on USB drives, and MP3 devices, and, of course, the actual physical Bible." This is SRN News. Correspondent Alex Vega reports mortgage rates have eased again.
Good news for home shoppers. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.58%. That's the lowest level in nearly 10 months. Rates are falling as a September rate cut by the Federal Reserve appears more likely following weaker than expected July U.S. job data. With inflation still elevated, though, mortgage rates could climb again even if the Fed cuts rates. I'm Alex Vega.
Supreme Court has refused to block enforcement of a Mississippi law aimed at regulating the use of social media by kids. Case deals with an issue of growing national concern. Justices Thursday rejected an emergency appeal from a tech industry group challenging laws passed in Mississippi and other states that require social media users to verify their exact ages. More details at srnnews.com.